You there, Roscoe?
Yeah.
Oh, let me get your music up. Got you. Okay. Hey.
How you doing?
Oh, well, I got a headache.
You do?
Yeah. I got a bit of a hangover, and I kind of had kind of a weird start to my day this morning. I was going around to get the car. I was coming around 11th Street, getting the, looking for a parking space up my block, and right in front of the homeboy barbershop, this guy with a holster over his, and a giant Tech 9 over his, sweats, sees me coming around the corner in the car looking at him, because I think he's like a cop or something. He's got this holster, in plain view, this giant guy, pulls the gun out on me. Kind of put me in a weird mood. I was already in a weird mood.
He pulled it on you?
Well, he didn't, point it at me. He pulled it out of the holster and kind of, checked me out, then he put it back. He really, realized I was just looking for a parking space and put it back. But it was just kind of a weird feeling to start the day with. Let's put it that way.
All right.
Let's leave it at that.
Hmm.
How are you? What's the vibe? Kevlar is our vibe.
Tech 9. Yeah, Kevlar. Oh, I don't know. It's a pretty nice day. The wind is blowing around. I thought it looked pretty scary this morning. But,
sure did.
It seems to have improved vastly. The food vibe was pretty good last night.
That was great. That was fantastic. Yeah, thanks to Eric Asimov,
trying not to stick my foot in my mouth all the time. Let's see, I don't know what the vibe is.
Any good golf?
No golf today.
You got a gig tonight and a record coming out.
Right? I got a record coming out in Europe, and I'm splitting. So are you going to be on the radio next week?
Yeah, we'll be here next week.
Okay. I hope, I was thinking I might be calling from the airplane, but it's going to be hard because the international flight, it leaves at 6, and I may be I have to see if I can get a limo with a car, and I can call from that.
There you go.
Where are you off to?
7 countries in 12 days.
Holy smokes.
Let's see, the Netherlands, Belgium, Denmark, Sweden, Spain. I got 3 or 4 days in Spain somehow. Mm-hmm. Germany, the huge.
Mm-hmm.
The usual, 6-string fan countries.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Food tour of the continent. So what time do you think the Sco hits the stage tonight?
10:30.
Really? You're playing that early?
Yeah, it's 3 bands. Kevin Salem goes first, 9:30. 10:30, Roscoe's Gang, the Big Loud 3-piece with the AY and Keith, and then go to Blazes.
Uh-huh.
And it could be plus or minus half an hour,
Mm-hmm. Good to know. That's at the Mercury Lounge. And then you're playing a solo acoustic Tuesday opening for, what's her name, Cattell?
Yeah, actually, I think I'm going on after her.
After her?
Yeah, I'm both my gigs are 10.
I'd like to go on top of her.
10:30. Following her.
What's her last name?
I don't know.
Cattell something.
You got the paper.
What paper? No, I actually don't.
Oh, no, okay. There's no hard copy on this one.
Okay. No, the Mercury Lounge hasn't sent any, they don't seem to be listed on the listings here. I don't think they send in listings here yet. But
it's too bad.
Oh, at
yeah.
the...
It's a really easy promotional tack.
Upcoming events here.
At the Estacion?
Yeah. See, so...
So what's your guys...
Her last name.
Have you played any of this Johnny Cash thing on the show?
Yeah, I played the, So far, what was the thing we played? The Glenn Danzig song.
Oh, cool.
It's a good one.
Mama!
Mama!
Would you buy a loaf of bread for me?
No, I haven't called about that job yet. No, I don't smell anything burning.
Does he live at home?
He used to. No, I think he lives out in L.A.
Oh, we all used to.
His parents kicked him out after that grave digging conviction.
Yeah, that's a great Danzig story.
Mm. Certain states where he can't play gigs.
Well, he had a hard time touring until his probation was up, I guess, on that one.
Oh yeah, so it's up now. Now he can,
yeah, now they go tour.
They can take the bus and they can drive through Mississippi and come out on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, there's the gig. Yes, I'm playing a gig.
And the tour.
Haven't played for a while. Yeah, the solo tour is going to be kind of interesting.
You're just going over there by yourself?
Yeah, well, it's mostly... The record doesn't come out for another few weeks. It's like pre-release press and, some radio shows and, live acoustic radio show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just taking the good Gibson and...
Wow, I'm on mic. Get the Get the hell out of here.
You know, excuse me.
God. This kid's coming up.
What's going on there?
I don't know. Some guy's waving something in my face. I'm on mic with headphones on.
Saturday is people you've never seen before, like trying to talk to you when you're on the microphone.
What, are they selling candy there, trying to buy new band uniforms?
I think he was trying to sell CDs out of the FMU library.
Jeez.
Better put Great Gaylord on this one.
Boy. Yeah, you know, don't... Whoever that visitor is, I'm nowhere near you, but, you know, it's a good idea not to disturb the hound.
Mm.
It's sort of like, you know, just think of the hound as a hound eating, and you know you don't disturb a hound eating.
You never play with the dog's ears while it's broadcasting or dining.
Right. Oh boy, I got scared. I started, you know, but the hound. I've just been hearing about this pent up rage, and I just fear for this poor person that's, you know, maybe only 8 feet away, separated by little glass. Some sheetrock and some cheap bulb studs, you know?
Oh, well.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
I don't want to read about you in the paper before I even see you.
Well, I'm going to get me a Tech 9.
How much are those things?
A lot.
Yeah. You know, not that much. They're not that much. A couple of, $1,200.
Yeah. For a handgun, that's a lot.
Is that what they sell them for?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At gun shows, you know, they're making some gun shows illegal.
Yeah, well, you know, that dealer thing is pretty screwy. The fact that anybody can send in some money to the federal government and automatically become a gun dealer.
That's kind of like, you know, Nick Hill's preaching thing.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. Right. Yeah, sending away to become a be able to marry people, you know,
right.
Through the back of the Inquiry.
He is Minister Nick Hill.
It is the exact same thing, folks.
You can marry half folk singers, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm captain of this jam.
Cool.
Oh, boy.
Cool. What's up with you, Bruce? You got any fun coming up?
Nah, no. Fun is over. The fun years are over, I guess. I don't know. I can't even spell it anymore.
Fun?
Fune.
Yeah. Rhymes with gun.
It's fune.
Mm. The fun years are over. The gun years are beginning.
Click.
Years.
Click. Snap.
I got to bring that old 410 back from the Midwest.
I'd like to see while you can still buy handguns in this country, which may or may not be a good idea, I'd like to see a return to the revolver initiative on a nationwide scale.
I think
we start really
with the
like revolvers.
I like the idea of the police with these giant 9mm does not.
Boy, does that scare the hell out of me. Yeah, he winged him 9 times, and he died from the massive injuries that resulted, the soft tissue loss.
It is cooler, you know, like much like the sound of the click of a buck knife being whipped out.
Yes.
You know, the sound of somebody pulling out the chamber and hearing like 6 to 8 shells hit the floor in a group rather than just the tinny sound of an empty clip, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it may be from a bygone era, but, you know, as the gun thing goes, maybe slightly more romantic.
From a law enforcement perspective, you can hit people with them and they'll still shoot, okay? And their trigger's usually a little harder to pull. You know, the trigger's usually a little harder
to
pull.
The pistol whipper's choice.
You're less tempted to fire, like, you know, a whole clip of warning shots into someone's chest, you know, rather than just that single warning shot into their chest.
Right. It's sort of like the parallel to the, you know, the heavy strings thing, the resistance.
Precisely.
You know,
precisely.
A little more accurate, you know, with the increased resistance.
The chocolate and the peanut butter of gearheadism, folks. Guns and guitars.
And how about
blended together.
How about a little trumpet music?
Kill me.
Huh.
Having the ledge over, huh?
little snake charming going on in
the
house?
Yeah, I just had to.
Is it the Godfather theme?
Blow a couple notes. Yeah, that's my favorite minor key song of all time.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I think I'm going to go back to my practicing.
Okay, I love this Roscoe. Country, Don Corleone.
At 10:30 at the Mercury Lounge.
Yeah, hope to see you guys
see you there.
On Houston Street.
Okie doke.
Yep.
And
you will have the trumpet, won't you?
Oh, I don't know. You never...
On a rack.
Like right, right.
Like Jimmy Reed.
Well, men, aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe. Okay.
Big mouthpieces.
See ya.
Oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen.